This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Are we on the air? Jeez, I can't believe
testing
it.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Hey, Brad, are we still on the air?
We're live, sir. We're live.
We made it through hour number one. We'll see if we can totally submarine our broadcast on hour number two. So, Rich, I was looking at some statistics. I went to the internet while you were talking during the last segment, and as of July 2016, white Americans are the racial majority. White Americans are the racial majority. African Americans are the second largest race. They are at 12.7%. The whites are the majority. 12.7% are black. Hispanic and Latinos amount to 17.8%. And it doesn't say anything about Asians in the United States. So then I went to what's the racial percentage in the NBA basketball? Okay. So according to what I read, in 2015, 74.4% of the players in the NBA are black. 23.3% are white. 1.8% are Latinos. And 0.2% are Asians. Now, why is that? Is it because the NBA is saying, tell you what, you know, we don't have enough white guys. We certainly don't have enough Latinos. And no question, we're really low on Asian players. Is that what they're doing? I mean, did somebody say that? Or did they say, you know, what we need to do is have the best players that we can find to be in the NBA. I believe that they were looking for the best of the best of the best. And it just happens to be that the black players are the best that they could find. And then, you know, at 74.4% and 23.3% were white. They couldn't find more white players that were as good as the black players. No question about it. And they could only find 1.8% Latinos and 0.2% Asian. And I believe that's because they were looking for talent, qualifications. Would you agree with that, Rich Even?
Absolutely. And if that NFL analogy held the same water that is done in the rest of society, nobody would be watching the NFL. That's why I asked those six questions at the end. And every time I've given this in a talk, on a radio show, the feedback I've had in Q&A afterwards, I've never had one person, not one person anywhere in the world disagree with that. Not one. See, we are allowing the elite to hold on to the narratives for the purpose of divide and conquer. Vince?
Well, I can tell you that this lowering the bars and standards is really working. because I just got a call a few minutes ago from one of our neighbors. He has been trying to get his telephone line fixed so he can get the internet working, and he's been working on this for over a week now. And it's just, he can't seem to get his telephone line fixed. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And he told them that he thought that they were a telephone company, that they knew what they were doing. And so he just called me and I said, is it fixed? He said, no. So they sent him some paperwork and he's going to come over to the farmhouse because he's not sure exactly what they're even asking him. And he has one of these, you know, warranties so that his house wiring inside the house is warranted by the telephone company. You know, they installed it years and years and years ago. They said, I'll tell you what, we'll maintain it. You just pay us every month and we'll give you a contract that we will come and fix your wiring if anything happens. So they put it in and he can't even seem to get his lines fixed. So I'll let you know exactly what happens when he lets me know what's happened and why. But I've got the same lousy telephone company, CenturyLink. Stephen, I was reading an article, and this is kind of upsetting to me. And the article starts out, and this is dailymail.co.uk. She was on fire from her knees to her hair. She was on fire from her knees to her hair. Girl, 12, is left with severe burns across her half her body after taking part in the fire challenge. There's this YouTube fire challenge. Tamaya, I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right. Timaya or Timaya or Timiya. It's spelled T-I-M-I-Y-A-H. T-I-M-I-Y-A-H. Landers, 12, set herself on fire at her home in Detroit on Friday. The girl and her two friends watched a YouTube video of others doing it. The trend began in 2014 and sees youngsters covering themselves in rubbing alcohol. Timaya, whatever her name is, mother and stepfather, put her in the bathtub and try to put out the flames. She's now in the hospital, breathing through a ventilator. So it goes on to say this 12-year-old girl has been left covered in burns after taking part in the fire challenge, a worrying YouTube trend which encourages teens to douse themselves in flammable liquid and set themselves alight. This young girl performed the challenge in front of her two friends at her house in Detroit, Michigan on Friday after her mother had made them pancakes. Within minutes of her mother leaving the girls alone, there was a loud explosion and Timaya, whatever her name is, engulfed in flames. If you've ever seen the movie The Mummy, wrapped from head to toe with just like the eyes being seen, that's what this girl looks like. She's on a ventilator. She's in the hospital room. I mean, she's in really, really serious condition. Okay. So she set herself on fire because YouTube allows those kinds of videos. Okay. Now, that's beyond free speech. That's dangerous. That's reckless. That's careless. That's injurious. Why? Why would anybody, first of all, set themselves on fire? Lack of education, ignorance of the facts, is dangerous. Ignorance is expensive. And this girl, it's going to cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, in my estimation, for her care in the hospital. And she is going to be disfigured for the rest of her life, in my opinion. She's got burns over 49% of her body. Her face, her neck, her chest, you know. I think she's okay below the knees, I think, based on the picture I've seen. I mean, she set her house partially on fire. Now, we're doing stupid things in the United States. One is allowing this video on YouTube and videos like it. Another thing we're doing in the United States, it's unbelievable to me, is we're naming our children with ridiculous names. Now think about this. When you are submitting your resume for that job, and your name is Lux, L-U-X-X, or Banjo, B-A-N-J-O, or Sketch, S-K-E-T-C-H, or Sharpay, or Brax Lee, B-R-A-X-L-E-E. Let me give you some of these other names. Addison. Well, you started it. Addison.
Can I jump in here?
No.
I just got a comment on what you said, okay? You know, regarding what YouTube is allowing. Because I touched on this earlier in the show, and I just want to mention a couple more sentences about it. The recent wave of censorship by conservative voices on the Internet, by tech giants, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Apple, you know, all these companies, mirrors a plan concocted by a coalition of George Soros-funded progressive groups to take back power in Washington from President Trump administration. This is, these people don't want to eliminate objective facts, so little girls and stupid people can light themselves on fire and do all this thing. And they say they want to, George Soros wants to eliminate right-wing propaganda and fake news. And, you know, the CEO of, what was it? I think it was Twitter said, oh, yeah, we do lean left. Lean left is code word for I'm super wealthy, and I'm going to keep you dumb, and I'm going to keep you divided, and we are going to basically shadow ban and eliminate news content, facts, and good information so that people can't better themselves. That's what that, when they say they lean left, that's what that means. It means it's plausible deniability to censor, surveil, and steal the people's money, where the little people no longer have restitution, protection under the law. It's gotten to the point where they allow people to see how they can burn themselves on YouTube and all this other, these other distractions and stupid stuff, but they're eliminating free speech, which is in the Constitution, in the Bill of Rights. It's our law. This is where we have gotten. Thank you for letting me come in with a sidebar there, Vince, but I just had to mention that because this article is starting to show up. It's from WND, World News Daily, I believe.
Yeah.
Memo reveals Soros-funded social media censorship plan. So basically, they're getting caught doing what we all knew they were doing in the first place and allowing these poor little kids to do this stupid stuff.
Hold that thought. We're going into a break.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Mark the Spark, if you could just hold on for just another few seconds. I just want to go through some of these names. Class, I think it's absolutely ridiculous that someone would name his or her child with these names. It just puts, I think it puts him at a disadvantage. You know, when this child becomes employed and the caller says, "I'm sorry, I didn't get your name." And the person says, "My name is Kyrie's." Or Latoya, or Lakisha, L-A-Q-U-I-S-H-A, or L-A, apostrophe, capital K-I-S-H-A, or Latanya, or Rohandra, or Bonkisha, or Shatanya, or Bonifa, or Shataniana, or, I mean, this is... Monique, M-O, apostrophe, N-I-Q-U-E. Folandra, F-O, apostrophe, L-A-N-D-R-I. Bonkiki, B-O-N, apostrophe, Q-U-I-Q-U-I. Boy, I don't even know how to pronounce this one. I'll just spell it. First name. V, apostrophe, L-A-N-T-A, apostrophe L-A, apostrophe M-A-N-A, apostrophe M-A, apostrophe N-I-S-H-A. First name. I think that wins the number of characters. Shanene, Tete, Daquandi, Latrice, Latrice. LATRICE. Here's another one. I gotta spell it. I can't pronounce it. Ka, K-A, apostrophe, L-I-K-A, T-I, F-R-I, A-N, I-Q-U-A. So, this person's on the other end of the phone, and you go, I'm sorry, I didn't get your name. Can you spell that, please? Sure. K-A, apostrophe, L-I-K-A, T, I'm sorry, can you start over? Yeah, capital K-A, big K, little A, apostrophe, big L, I-K-A-T-I-F-R-I-A-N-I-Q-U-A. I can't pronounce it either. This is what we're doing. This is, to me, this is what a lack of Spongebobisha. I'm not kidding. Spongebobisha. I think these are jokes. Anyway, it's out of control. Some of the names that we have named our children. Shirese, Cherise, Chantel, Kyrene, Shante, Eunice, Lakeisha, Deshaun, Shaniqua, DeAndre, Jamarcus, and Leticia. Just how about giving our children a chance in society? Mark the Spark in Pennsylvania. Welcome.
Hello, Vincent, and hello, Rich. And first of all, I wanted to share. Before, by the way, Vince, you wonder where I was at. I've been really busy, and the thing is that I hadn't listened to your show in quite some time. I hadn't listened to any shows. I basically let it go, and then came back to it prayer. So, and then I came to your show, and you guys are brilliant. So, remember, I nicknamed Captain John a great aggregator. And I think I nicknamed you the great agitator. I nicknamed you the great aggravator. So I'm gonna nickname Rich the great agitator. Because Rich, you bring some key points to this whole deal, and it's really brilliant.
Let's go one more time. Mark the Spark. Rich is the great what?
Agitator. Or you might be, but it might go back and forth between you. You're the aggravator, he's the agitator, but sometimes you're the, I don't know, you switch back and forth.
Okay. Anyway. Yeah, please continue.
Okay, so some ways I feel, Vincent, that I'm kind of the canary in the coal mine, because I went through a lot of experiences. And by the way, I wanted to bring up to you, I discovered this a year and a half ago, I wrote it in an email briefly to you I was adopted, so I didn't know anything about my family history. And it's important that we know about our history. It's important that we know about our heritage. And many, many families have been broken up many times, so, you know, they've lost that. Many of them have lost that. And that's a great loss to me, in my mind. But anyway, I caught up with my...
Yeah, hold that thought. We're going to a break, and please hold, and we'll be back on the other side with Mark the Spark.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as there's a report that a missing Iowa college student's body has been found. Police telling Fox News that Molly Tibbetts' body was found in Iowa, though no other details have been released. Tibbetts vanished after a run on July 18th in her hometown of Brooklyn, Iowa. There had been a $366,000 reward up for information that could help find the 20-year-old. A statue of a Confederate soldier at a North Carolina college is toppled by protesters. A group of 250 protesters using a rope to pull that monument known as Silent Sam down at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill last evening. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads. Often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fox, it's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day. God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah, yeah, we're back. So, Jerrica, J-E-R-R-I-K-A, Joplin, J-O-P-L-Y-N, Julissa, J-U-L-I-S-S-A, Brooklyn, B-R-O-O-K, apostrophe, capital L-Y-N-N, out of control. Mark the spark, please continue.
So, what I want to share with you, Vincent and Rich, is that when I was in school, I did very, very well in Scholastic, so I did well in all subjects. I went to a small country school there north of Springfield, and I liked history. I really liked history, especially ancient history. But what's interesting is that through the years, because I went there for quite a few years from junior high on to high school, through high school, that when the subject came up for the Civil War, I didn't want to talk about it. I would almost leave the room. I'd almost fight about it. And this happened through several years, you know, learning about the Civil War. And I just thought it was the stupidest thing. And my fellow classmates, including my, and my teachers, would say, well, what's going on? I said, I don't know. I just don't like it. And I had no reference in this life to know anything about the Civil War with my family. Turns out, a year and a half ago, I found out that my great-great-grandfather served in the Civil War out of Pennsylvania. Now, that's interesting because I'm here in Pennsylvania. I have fewer than 10 people who are blood relatives in my life, okay? And I'm here in Philadelphia, which is close to where my great-great-grandfather was born, Reading, Pennsylvania, 1843. 1863, he was mustered into the Civil War. And in his first battle, that was September 63, his first battle was May of 64 in the Battle of the Wilderness. Maybe you're familiar with that.
Yeah, we own property right in the wilderness in Virginia, yes.
Okay, there you go. So the first day of the battle, and that was, by the way, that was a very formidable battle. It was a Grant against Lee directly, and neither side prevailed, and we don't hear a lot about it in history because neither side won. But there was like about 170,000, 180,000 guys collectively from both sides fighting against each other. First day of the battle, he was captured, taken prisoner. Where was he taken? Andersonville. Andersonville, Georgia, to the Andersonville prison, which many historians consider one of the worst, if not the worst, prison of the Civil War. 13,000 men died within weeks of entering those prison walls. And you ready for this? My great-great-grandfather went in approximately the middle to last of May, and he was there through the end of April. That was May of 64, through the end of April 65. He survived hell. He survived hell. 11 months in hell. Now, I encourage people to go. You can watch it on YouTube. There is a dramatic movie called Andersonville. It's 2 hours and 47 minutes long. I encourage people to watch it to see the conditions of that whole situation. So the thing is, now, he fought for the North, and we were told in our modern history books, which are written by the government, that, you know, what the reason for the war was, and we also were told who won. We were told it was about slavery, and we were told that the North won. Well, here's my take on it. All of us lost. Both sides. We all lost. And we lost to what? The corporation. The corporation and the reestablishment of our whole government as a big money machine for a few elite few to control and manipulate the rest of us. And what are we left with today? Or is that not what we're facing? I mean, really? So, now, as a recent example of what, now you'd think that that would mean something, that my great-great-grandfather served on the side for slavery, you know, against slavery, and he suffered, okay? But now we have these, the blacks, or descendants of these slaves, I guess, they accuse all of us white people of being slave owners at some point because they're being, you know, they're being agitated to do that, you know, to go against us. But and they're even asking for money for all their suffering. Well, I say, what about the white people and their suffering? Okay, so now, most recently, by the way, I don't know if you guys ever rent a car, but I do not. I discourage you from renting from Hertz or from Dollar, Thrifty, rental car, Dollar or Thrifty or Hertz, because a year ago, I went to work for Hertz at the airport, okay? And from day one, it was all about customer service, serving the customer. From day one, I had a coworker who had it in for me. And I didn't know why. I turned the cheek many times. This guy kept harassing me, and then he threatened me. And he threatened me in front of a manager, okay, manager. And I was hired there. When I was hired, by another veteran. I'm a Navy veteran. I was hired by a veteran who's a CB. And when we met, we hit it off right off the bat because we knew that we understood. There's understanding with veterans. Most of them hold a high standard, okay? And I try to do my best to hold a high standard. So, anyway, long and short, They turned it around. I brought it to the attention of management because I brought it to their attention before in a subtle way, but they weren't hearing it. Now, the manager, the guy that hired me was a Navy veteran, and he happened to be white, okay? Well, it took me 6 weeks to get hired on because that's the process. And when I got hired, then his manager below him took over, okay, who happens to be African-American, literally an African-American because he's from Mali. So it turns out that the managers on duty that witnessed this African-American harass and threaten me repeatedly, they turned the whole thing around and said that I caused the whole thing, okay, which precluded me from getting a 90-day bonus, a 90-day sign-on bonus of $1,000. A couple months later, they fired me because they said that they had a customer complaint. I applied for unemployment. I fought them. I fought it. I went to the appeal. I had to appeal it because they denied it. I appealed it, and I beat them. And now I have a racial discrimination suit pending, hopefully, with the Commission on Human Relations. If it's going to go anywhere, I don't know. It may not. But anyway, so racism is alive and well. And I should correct that. Maybe we should call it reverse racism because I've been told that. We've come to the media promotes it like white people are racist, and it never happens the other way around. So there's something going on with that. Also, the deal with Starbucks, with the two guys going into Starbucks and standing there and not leaving, and they get both those guys ended up getting paid by the city and paid by Starbucks, and they both got a $50,000 a year job with the city. And this all it only took them 2 weeks to figure the whole thing out. I mean, it's amazing. That was a racial thing promoted by a corporation, Starbucks. And one other thing I want to report to you is that I was taking some classes through what they call the Veterans Effort Bound, which helps guys try to get back into learning some things. So, and that takes place on the University of Pennsylvania campus. Okay, University of Pennsylvania is an Ivy League school. When you walk through the University of Pennsylvania campus, nary do you see a white person. What you see are Chinese and Indians. Now, how does that happen? Chinese and Indian. So, somebody's controlling.
Mark, are you saying American Indians? Americans, or are you talking about India? No. Okay.
India.
Just wanted to make sure we knew the distinction.
Right. And it's, how does that happen? I mean, it's just, my understanding is that there's a certain group that's controlling, that have infiltrated our government, have infiltrated the corporations, if not been in the early origins of all the corporations, and they've infiltrated our places of learning, and they're playing gatekeeper, and they're keeping certain people out, and they're letting others in, and they're appealing to these. I believe they're appealing to these other groups to be potential shock troops to take down our country, because these people, this certain group, are so small in number that they can't do it alone. They have to have comrades in their communistic takeover. And so anyway,
I want to make sure I understand. You said Hertz, Dollar, and Thrifty car rental companies. Why should we not use their services? What is the specific reason?
Okay, well, two things. First of all, they promote a hostile work environment, and they also support racism toward.
Reverse,
I appealed that.
Reverse racism.
Uh-huh. Okay, you want to call? Yeah. And so what I did was I even appealed that to their company headquarters. Hertz bought Dollar and Thrifty a few years back, so they're under their umbrella. So I even appealed to the higher level of corporate management, and they did not investigate a thing, and they even have a policy against harassment and threats, and they didn't even acknowledge it. They didn't even, it was just ridiculous how they handled the whole thing. I couldn't believe it. All, I was there every day just to serve the customer, do the job, serve the customer, hopefully they'll come back. We'll all be stay employed, and we'll give them good service, right? No, this company prefers political action in racism, reverse racism. And so I was really shocked because I always thought Hertz was one of the better companies. But then we hear whenever the Second Amendment stuff comes up, these corporations are standing in the wings, ready to go against the Second Amendment. You know, so who's running these corporations? You know, so
well Hertz used as one of in one of their campaigns O.J. Simpson, which many people I know are absolutely positively convinced that he murdered his wife.
Yeah,
Nicole Brown Simpson.
Right. Yeah, it's just the standards. Like I mentioned before, when I called in, the standards they're destroying our standards. They're destroying our distinction of who we are as a free people and what the Constitution means, if anything. And even down to changing the definition of words, so people are. You know, we have to have compassion for our fellow countrymen because we've all been hoodwinked, and now people are being mesmerized by changing the meanings of things where things don't mean what we thought they did, and everybody had a general understanding of what things mean, right? So what better way to conquer a people than to just totally take away their standards and their principles and their, you know, destroy the distinctions of who they are? So I'll leave it at that.
Mark Spark, thank you very much. And you mentioned the wilderness, the Battle of the Wilderness. We had a property there, and it was a horrific battle. And from the property, we had a mini ball, 50 caliber mini ball that was used there, and we gave it to the people that we sold the property to. We thought that we need to pass it along with the property. Absolutely horrific. We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rick Chibin's with us. So last evening, Rick Chibin. Yeah, I was walking one of our instructors out. He had stopped over to the farmhouse, you know, yesterday afternoon, and we spent some time together. And as he was leaving, I walked him to his car, and he said, "Hey, I'm going to be at the meeting on Friday, you know, the Laclede Electric Cooperative meeting." And, I'm looking forward to seeing what you're going to be doing on stage. And I said, "Hey, you know, maybe you can video it." And he said, "Yeah." And I said, "And if you do that, you know, we can watch it and say, you know, this is what it was like before the cops came." And he said, "I was with you the last time they called the cops on you." And so maybe, you know, they may do that. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do with me, because they're only giving me 2 minutes to talk about me, you know, why I should be considered as a candidate. And I don't think 2 minutes is enough. I think all candidates should be given at least 5 minutes, all candidates, at least 5 minutes, to describe why the members, those who are voting for the board of directors, should consider voting for any of the candidates. But they won't do it. They won't do it. I got an email. I asked some questions about how long the members have been serving the board. And it is staggering. Let me tell you what it is. I'm bringing that up. Okay. So one director, here's my question that I asked of the CEO. How long has each current board member served in years? Okay. There's a guy named Lo Rantz. He's been on the board of directors for 46 years. 46. Another guy by the name of Cravens has been on the board for 19 years. Now, there's only 9 on the board. Okay. So the first guy, Lawrence, 46 years. Cravens, 19 years. Hoffman, 14 years. Nutter, Bishop, and Little, 9 years. 9 years. So I'm going to be running against Nutter. She's been on the board for nine years. Harris has been on for 7 years. Robbins for 6 years. And Jones for 3 years. That's staggering to me that someone has been on the board for 46 years and has been involved in all of the rate hikes, every one. Cravens, 19 years, involved in almost all of them. Huffman, almost all of them, 14 years. This is unbelievable. This is like the Senate. You know, you make a career out of being on the board of directors. Whatever happened to serving and then stepping aside and letting someone else serve? Whatever happened to that? Obviously, Lowrance has never heard of that. I would have to say he's greedy. Cravens, I'd have to say he's greedy. I've run against him twice. He beats me every time. But this time, I'm running against someone who's only been there for 9 years instead of 19 years. So I have a little bit better chance. We'll see how it goes. Rich, I can't believe it. I just can't believe how America has been taken over. Taken over. And the bottom 93, us, we are paying the price. We are absolutely paying the price.
Well, you look at what Mark was just saying. Basically, the corporate fascist system has an addiction to power, money, and control. They want to suppress facts, truth, independence, freedom, liberty, and justice for the little people. And I got to tell you, folks, freedom is not free, and it's not easy, and this is why we all need to participate. But we need to read up, research up, and speak up in that order. I mean, look at this article I have in front of me here. Hundreds of thousands of illegally registered to vote in Texas. John Tester, number one recipient of lobbyist cash during 2008 election cycle. He's a Montana senator. Lobbyists and PACs and special interest groups, all these groups are not for the little people. They're to keep the status quo and the cash flow for the elite. That's it.
You're absolutely right. And it may take years for this to sink in, class. It's taken years for it to sink in for me. Richie, thanks so much for being with us. Above all, honesty and integrity.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.